This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Guy Raz. How to deal with North Korea. That was the topic today in a meeting at the State Department. It's where Secretary of State Hillary Clinton hosted her South Korean and Japanese counterparts.
We all agree that North Korea's provocative and belligerent behavior jeopardizes peace and stability in Asia.
Clinton and the two foreign ministers also called on China to get tougher with North Korea. NPR's Michelle Kellerman joins us now from the State Department. And Michelle, first of all, why are they holding this meeting now at all?
Well, as she said, there have been a lot of provocative actions recently. It started really last year when the North Koreans apparently sunk a South Korean warship. More recently, North Korea revealed its program to enrich uranium. It also shelled a South Korean island. Clinton pointedly opened today's meeting with a moment of silence for the victims of that attack. And also today, you know, the South Koreans began military exercises despite complaints from the North. So as Japan's foreign minister pointed out, this is a very difficult time. He said the U.S., Japan, and South Korea need to cooperate, not just to criticize North Korea and condemn its actions, but to really think about ways to bring peace to Northeast Asia.
Michelle, China is a pivotal player in this conflict. Why is China not attending the meeting at all today?
It wasn't invited, actually. Clinton said this is a meeting with our treaty allies. President Obama did call Chinese President Hu Jintao over the weekend, and according to the White House, he urged China to send a clear message to North Korea that its provocations are unacceptable. Clinton made sort of similar comments this afternoon. Hu Jintao, according to China's foreign ministry, urged the U.S. not to let things spin out of control. He was quoted as saying, "We need an easing, not a ratcheting up. We need dialogue, not confrontation."
Michelle, given that the administration, the Obama administration, has been trying to persuade China to take a tougher line with the North, do you get the sense that they are frustrated at this point with China?
Well, the president himself once suggested that China has willful blindness when it comes to North Korea. So yes, I think they are frustrated. China didn't condemn the artillery attack on South Korea and have only been calling for more six-party talks. But, you know, one of the things that we learned from WikiLeaks, and there's a lot that have come out in recent weeks, is that the U.S. has limited leverage. I mean, Clinton, for instance, is worried about China's economic power and the fact that it holds so much treasury bonds. There was one quote in one of the cables on WikiLeaks that details a conversation she had with Australia's prime minister about China. And she asks, you know, how do you deal toughly with your banker?
China has also been calling for a new round of six-party talks with respect to North Korea. What did Secretary Clinton have to say about that?
Yeah, well, I mean, she was pretty pointed about it. She said the U.S. doesn't want to reward bad behavior by the North. And she said that North Korea has to do some things first before returning to the table. And that includes improving relations with South Korea and taking steps to carry out promises that they made in 2005 in those very same six-party talks. So I think that there was a feeling here today that, you know, China's response is always, well, let's get back to the negotiating table. And the U.S., Japan, and South Korea say, well, we don't want to make it look like we're rewarding bad behavior. We need to find a way to get these talks to go back to what they were supposed to do. It was talking about denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. And we'll have to see if North Korea is going to respond at all to that.
That's NPR's Michelle Kellerman reporting for us from the State Department. Michelle, thank you.
Thank you, Guy.